As many of you know, and I thank you for your prayers, I've been under the weather the last few days, actually a little more than under the weather. So if I'm sounding a little croaky, forgive me, at least I'm not coughing. So if I don't come down and exchange the peace with you, it's not because I don't love you, I just don't want to share possibly anything. And our LEMS will take care of communion this morning as well, so I'll sit on my perch and just be up there. This morning, in both the Old Testament and in the Gospel, we hear of sacrifice by two individuals. There is the widow at Zarephath, and Elijah has been sent by the Lord to dwell with her. And as he appears in her village, she's gathering sticks. And he seems rather forceful, if you will, and he says, "Bring me some water. And by the way, if you have anything to eat, bring me a morsel that I may have a little treat." And she says, "You know, I have very little. I'm going to prepare this cake for my son and myself, and then we're going to die." And she's obedient to the request of Elijah, and she goes and she makes a little cake and brings it to him. And he says to her, "You know, out of your poverty, you have done this wonderful thing. You gave to me that which all that you had. You made a great sacrifice. And for that sacrifice and for that obedience to the Lord in my request, the cruse of oil that you have will not fail, nor will the jar of meal, and you will be provided for." So out of her poverty, she offers everything. She offers a great sacrifice of herself and her son as well, so that Elijah may continue his ministry and be cared for. In the gospel story this morning, the account, we hear of another widow, another sacrifice, but of a different sort. So there is Jesus preaching to his disciples, telling them about those in the temple who go about flaunting themselves, wearing, you know, long robes and phylacteries and walking and looking for the best places to sit and think that they're very important and that sort of thing. And then he goes and he sits by the treasury. Now, the treasury was something that looked like an oversized tuba, and people would walk by and they would throw their offerings in. Now, the various coins that they had would make different sounds. Gold coins would make a sound, silver coins would make a sound, but copper, being lighter, would make a different sound. And so there is Jesus watching them throwing the money into the treasury. And I guess I could wander down the aisle when the offertory is going on and see what you put in the plate. It's a joke, ha ha. Little sense of humor here. But so he's sitting there across from the treasury and watching this all going on. And he sees this widow go up and put in 2 pennies. And he hears the tinkle, tinkle, tinkle of the pennies. And he uses it as a teaching moment for the disciples. He says, "You know, all these people who had this, you know, great sums of money gave out of their abundance. But I tell you that she gave more than all of them put together." All put together, because she gave all that she had. Every last bit of what she had, she sacrificed for the Lord and for the ministry of the church going forward. Sacrifice is written deeply into our Lord's ministry as well, of course. He made the ultimate sacrifice of the cross on Calvary, where he offered himself once and for all for the forgiveness of our sins and for the gift of eternal life. Both the widow in Zarephath and the widow in the temple offer a sacrifice in a different way, but also in a parallel way, by giving completely of themselves over to God and turning their lives over to God in a wonderful way so that God can fill them up in a different way and allow them to move forward. We don't hear much about sacrifice in our culture, in our world these days. We really don't use that word as something that we hold on to. It might even be rather odious to us. You know, nobody wants to sacrifice anything. We want to remain intact and have our lives perfect and kind of go forward. But God does call us from time to time to sacrifice some things. Again, not a stewardship sermon this morning, but to sacrifice our lives for others in the service of Christ, to sacrifice our time in prayer, to sacrifice our time to come to church, to worship Almighty God, and to sacrifice ourselves that we may be filled by the Holy Spirit. On this day, 100 years ago, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, there was another sense of sacrifice that we need to talk about briefly this morning, as today is Veterans Day. So on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, 100 years ago, what was known as, to this day, as the Great War ended, and the armistice between Germany and France, Britain, and the United States was signed, and peace for a time, for a brief time, reigned once again in Europe. Of course, that was to be shattered with World War II, and where World War I ended, World War II picked up. But on this day, both in the United States, in France, and in Britain as well, those who served in war, those who served their nations, are remembered, as well they should be. Because those men and women in all branches of the armed services sacrifice in many, many different ways. Sacrifice time with their families, sacrifice perhaps careers where they could, you know, do far more and make far much money. Sacrifice their lives oftentimes, but that's not what Veterans Day is about. That's what Memorial Day is about. But they make great sacrifices for us so that we can enjoy the liberty and freedom that we do. If it wasn't for the men and women who served in the armed forces of our country, starting back to the beginning of our country, during Revolutionary War days, we would not have this wonderful place that we call the United States of America. And we wouldn't have the freedom and the liberty that we do enjoy. So this morning, I'd like to pause, and I'd like us to remember those men and women who do serve in the armed forces, who make that sacrifice, and they serve the country in which we live, in which we enjoy the liberty and freedoms that we enjoy. And we hold before Almighty God that grace that he has bestowed upon us in this place. So are there any veterans here this morning? Sir, two, thank you. Three, anybody? Well, God bless you and thank you for your service. And we commend you for your service, and we thank you for giving us the great nation in which we live. And we will pray for you as we move forward. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.